Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, which we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We, of course, are in the middle of Seder Taros. We are in Perek Tes, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. And the Mishnah goes back to the discussion of olives. Aminiach Zesa Begar Legargaram. Let's say a person has olives and he puts them on his roof in order to allow them to dry them in such a way that they'll all of a sudden become part and ready to be distinct. So individual olives are known as gargirim. And so he puts them up there to make them into individual olives. And so keeping them distinct needs to dry them. And that gets done through exposing them to sun. So afilu hein rum ama, even if he's got piles and piles of olives on his roof, an ama high, they're not going to be considered moshel kabel toma through the liquid that falls on them, because no matter how high the pile is, in the moisture seeping from the upper to the lower, the owner doesn't want the liquid in that situation, and so therefore it gives him no satisfaction. He wants it to be dry, so therefore it's not moshel kabel toma. Nothing but by shel yoku, if he has olives from the last harvest and he puts them in the house in order to allow them to begin to decay, and then he's going to dry them out at that point, but the liquid that exudes now while it's in the house, because he wants it to become bruised and whatnot, to be able to become more edible, so since that is the case, or nasam begag sheyilko o sheyifchateim, or he put them on the roof so that they should start to decay, or that he's going to open them. So in all these situations, since he wants the liquid to get out of the olives, hareilu muksharim. Nasam bebayis ad sheyishamer es gago. What if he put him into the house until he's able to safeguard the roof, right? So he's going to eventually put it on the roof, but he doesn't have a place to put a hut for the guard who has to go up and watch to make sure nobody takes it. Or until he can bring him to another place. So then the liquid that comes out now is not something he wants. It's just a byproduct of a situation that's there. And so therefore, ena muksharim, the liquids he doesn't want on top of his stuff, and so therefore it's not going to be mukshar lekabel tuma. We go back to the discussion we had about the olives in the top of the press and the holder that's there. And if you remember correctly, at that point in time, we said Pearson's can keep adding and adding until he's done adding things into the matan, until he's finished adding things into the holder. So then they're not considered filled, it's not considered a gemar malach, and it's not going to become tameh. So after it's gathered in the holder and it becomes one big mass called an what happens if he wants to take a little bit, enough for one press or two presses, from this mass? He says you can cut it out while it's tameh. But once you're done cutting it out while it's tameh, you have to remember the part that's left over afterwards is now considered ochel, because you pulled the first piece out, and you've already said, this part I want back in the holder. And so therefore it has to be covered over to protect it, betara. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, af mechaber betuma. Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? It's still in the holder. Until it's out of the holder, it's not considered food yet. And so therefore, you can cover it over even betuma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, chofer bekardumo shomatechas. You can chop it out and dig it with metal spades. But still, umolech lebeis habad betuma. You can carry it to the pressing house. You can carry it to the place where the press is in the status of tuma, because there is no completion of work in this situation, so it's not going to be Moshe lekabel tuma. The pasuk like Beis Hillel, and that is the Mishnah for the day. Everyone have a terrific Shabbos and a fantastic day.